Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be smart. Have the information you need to push back. You know, really, seriously. You know, I just don't even get it anymore. Yeah, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You get a great break, 30 to 70% off. You know, he's got sales going on pillows, mattress covers, slippers. Slippers are the great ones. I got the slippers. Love the slippers. Okay, but he's got sheets and pillowcases, pillows. You already know about the pillows, the towels, all kinds of stuff there that you use every day in your home. Right? And why not buy it from somebody who's on your side, who backs you up, who fights for the same freedoms that you're fighting for? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. I'm telling you, everybody wins. You'll save money. I make a few bucks. And you keep your money here in America. You keep, well, kind of, sort of. But when he pays his taxes... When Mike pays his taxes, they end up going to Ukraine. I don't know. Maybe we should just send the money there directly. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, market was down big time, all three today. But hey, it's good, right? The market's cranking along the way they want it to. They're telling you how great Bidenomics is. Just great. Anyway, Amazon now is telling its workers, if you're one of those workers who is refusing to come back to work, saying that you can do your work from home, then you will be gone. And Google's to blame for this. They started this. They allowed their employees to dictate the work conditions there. They had a massive walkout. They had no complaint. Their only complaint was they didn't want, was it Google? Yeah, I think it was Google. They didn't want Google doing work with the military because the military was bad. And somebody planted an idea in these young kids' heads that they basically could run the company. And the way they would do that is they're, you know, doing the walkout saying, either you do A, B, and C, or we won't work for you. I would have been out there with pink slips handing them to everybody. Been out there with a cash box giving them all their last day's pay. The problem is that you let the employees run the company. The employees decide what's right, what's wrong. They got nothing on the line. They're going to work for another company if they tank yours. So Amazon now says, okay, you know, they're giving a little bit here, and they're saying if you won't come back to work at least 3 days a week, goodbye. They're so much nicer than I am. Anyway, Amazon employees are still refusing to comply with retail giants after saying goodbye. Business Insider reported that the company circulated new guidance to managers this week. They told them that they can now fire workers who fail to report to the office at least 3 days a week and laid out the process on how to do such terminations. Now, according to the publication, the internal document instructed managers to begin the process, they should have a private discussion with employees who are not meeting the three-day-a-week requirement, follow up with a second conversation if the individual still refuses to report. Employees still not making it into the office enough after that could face a pink slip and termination. Now, if the employee does not demonstrate immediate sustainment and attendance, managers need to conduct a follow-up. I mean, you could be gone within 1 to 2 weeks, depending on your attitude and how you respond. So, you know, again, you brought it on yourself. You started it. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you're so dependent on those workers, those particular workers, because I would imagine if they're working from home, they're not in the, definitely, you know, not in the warehouse, then they can be replaced. And if you're so dependent upon them, that's your problem. Right? All right, so the big loser today, or is the Republican Party, not Jim Jordan. Now, it's funny how they make fun of AOC and others on the far left in the party, in the Democrat Party. They make fun of the fact that, you know, their AOC and Klan are dragging the rest of their party around by a nose ring. Well, what's different about this? Matt Gaetz had no plan, was able to vacate the seat, and I'm telling you, if this goes on long enough, the Democrats are going to start making deals with Republicans to switch, not to switch registrations, but to vote in a, you know, different speaker. Seriously. You know, and they're still divided over who to have, how to have. They've got Patrick McHenry. They're thinking about keeping him in until January until they figure this thing out. Why? Grow a set, grow a spine, decide who needs to be in there, and vote. And they didn't even have the guts to do the vote in public. They didn't even have the guts to do the vote in front of Jordan to say, you know what? We don't want you. Are those really people that you want working for you? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Just truly being involved, being engaged, making sure you got your information together. I would love when you do that. All right, we get back at it. I got so many stories I need to get through. You know, I usually use Fridays to kind of wrap up the stories of the week and some of the stuff we touched on that didn't finish up. You know, California, again, they are beating their brains out to do everything they can to make it almost impossible to get a gun here. And right now, to get a gun, there's a couple of tests you have to take. Not big bucks. Cost you a few bucks to get everything in order. And then on top of all of that, now they're saying if you want to buy a gun, they're trying to put an 11% and or 12% tax on it on top of the regular state tax. So you got 10, it's going to cost you almost 20% in a gun tax, which is going to make these guns almost impossible for anybody to buy. And that's their goal. Right, you here in California, every time you buy ammunition, you got to go through a background check. I don't know what happens from one day to the next. I have no idea. Right? And now they came out with a weapons ban, an assault weapon ban. And part of it is the way they were. I mean, they're not going to give up on this. They're going to keep going until they kind of sort of get it through. So Second Amendment supporters may, you know, should be real happy. Because you know how they always say, as California goes, so goes the nation? Well, a federal judge recently overturned the Golden State's 30-year-old ban on assault weapons. The district judge, Robert Benitez of San Diego, he found no equivalent in the early American history and ruled that ban was therefore unconstitutional. The judge ruled that the semi-automatic rifle, known in the industry as a modern sporting rifle, such as the AR-50, and are common household items used for self-defense by millions of law-abiding, that's the key, law-abiding citizens. They should not have their Second Amendment rights abridged by a state, even as the firearms have been misused by others in crimes. Guns and ammunition in the hands of criminals, tyrants, and terrorists are dangerous. This is the judge that has it figured out. He said, guns and ammunition in the hands of criminals, tyrants, and terrorists are dangerous. Guns in the hands of law-abiding, responsible citizens are necessary. Ooh. Benitez wrote this in his ruling. He said, to give full life to the core right of self-defense, every law-abiding, responsible individual citizen has a constitutional protected right to keep and bear firearms. Right? So they can have... There's nothing in the Second Amendment that starts laying out the caveats. Same thing in the First Amendment, but we seem to have decided we're smarter than the founding fathers. Now, Benitez previously overturned the ban, added that the state of California posted its assault weapon ban. The law challenge here promotes an important public interest of disarming some mass shooters, even though it makes criminals of law-abiding residents who insist on acquiring these firearms for self-defense. There's no reason for this ban. You want to stop gun violence? Put criminals in jail. Right? Stop wiping out bail. You got people running around, I mean here, that are committing crimes and getting out with a ticket. No bail. Right? Because bail is cruel and unusual. But when these people get out, they get that ticket and they leave the courthouse, or not even the courthouse, but the police station, they're out doing crimes again. But they've got it figured out. Everything's cool, right? This is the second decision against California's gun restrictions. They're gonna, like I said, they're gonna keep pounding away at it. Now, just last month, the same judge overturned the state's ban on large capacity ammunition. Magazines. There's nothing in the Second Amendment that even hints to the fact that you can dictate how much ammunition somebody can have. It's just amazing. So now with the new ruling from the federal Supreme Court, in that New York case, is what gives him now the ability to lay this out the way he did, gives the judge the ability to say, sorry. Supreme Court has already said you can't put these kind of caveats in place. You can't put these kind of things in place. And remember, the Supreme Court, they rejected that long-standing pillar of the Second Amendment law, right? That the government may enforce certain firearms restrictions. But there has to be a compelling government interest in doing so. Now, the Supreme Court said the only restrictions on firearms can be legitimate, but if they're found deeply rooted in American history. You have to, and I'm loving this because they're going back to the Founding Fathers. Like, what was going on then? We call these originalists. Scalia was an originalist. So this goes back to people, you know, to saying, okay, what did the Founding Fathers have in mind when they put this in place? What was their mindset? What was their thought behind it? They just came out of one of the most savage rebellions there had been. Fighting for their freedom, fighting for their lives, fighting for their families and businesses. And they realized what could happen with government when government went sideways. And don't tell me that governments, modern governments, and oh, that'll never happen here. It has. In a lot of ways, it has. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals had sent the case, decided Thursday, back down to Benitez, specifically to decide in light of the Bruin decision. In his ruling, he compared the AR-15 to Bowie knives. Like the Bowie knife, which was common carried by citizens and soldiers in the 1800s, assault weapons are dangerous but useful. Unlike the Bowie knife, the United States Supreme Court has said, there's a long tradition of widespread lawful gun ownership by private individuals in this country. No duh. Really, and the reason for the increase in gun crime has nothing to do with legal gun owners. Absolutely. If you took guaranteed money, you took every gun away from every responsible legal gun owner, crime would skyrocket. No question about it. Because I am sure those criminals and thugs who own guns, who have guns, I won't... I'm sure they would adhere to the law, don't you? My God, you can't smoke enough to be that stupid. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is advocating for the release of all hostages currently held captive by Hamas. This plea follows the recent release of two American hostages to Israeli authorities.
Over the coming hours, they'll receive any support and assistance that they need. And, of course, we're very anxious to be able to reunite them with their loved ones. We welcome their release. We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated that there are 10 additional unaccounted for Americans in the conflict, and it's suspected that some of them may be among the roughly 200 hostages held by the Palestinian militant group in Gaza. Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah. His campaign disclosed Friday that the Republican presidential frontrunner will hold an evening event at the Ted Hendricks Stadium. He's slated to be on stage at 7 p.m. on November 8th. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Thomas, here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get informed, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way we all win, you know. I know I say that at the beginning of every segment, but it's because I want you engaged. I want you listening. I want you paying attention. I really do. You know, I may not agree with what you have to say when you call in or you write me emails. It doesn't matter. At least you're voicing your opinion. All right? Anyhow, here we go. So we were talking about how California now, federal judges said, yeah, it's unconstitutional to ban these, what they call assault weapons. I don't know anybody who is an actual gun owner, responsible gun owner, a gun owner that has a, you know, at least an IQ above two digits would call them an assault weapon. And, you know, what I love about this, too, is Newsom makes some of the, well, there's nothing new for him. One of the dumbest comments ever. Right? He goes on to say, the Californians elected representatives that decided almost 35 years ago that weapons of war have no place in our communities. They're not weapons of war. Today, Judge Benitez decided that he knows better. Public safety be damned. How does he figure public safety be damned? Again, legal. Right? Responsible gun owners aren't out there shooting this. These mass shootings are done by people that shouldn't have guns to begin with. Many of them don't get the guns legally. Many. I mean, seriously, this is a problem. Attorney General Rob Bonita, or Bonta, excuse me, he's come out and said the same thing. This has been a state law for decades. We'll continue to fight it. But let me tell you what. The Second Amendment's been here since day one. Almost day one. There were no caveats put on that, no restrictions put on that back then. So, by your logic, even criminals should have guns. Real, no, seriously, if the Second Amendment applies in its purity, right, even criminals ought to be, this, we're willing to give a little bit. We're willing to say, if you have somebody who's violent, known for violence, has either killed before or you know, has a history, I wouldn't have a problem keeping guns from that person. In all sincerity, I'm sorry, some of you don't agree with me. And but this is where you have to show them that there's some common sense here. Bonta thinks he's going to keep people safe, right, by banning these weapons, assault weapons. They call them assault weapons, right, semi-automatics. Well, look, my 9mm are semi-automatics, aren't they? They're going to ban those next? We're going to only be able to have a six-shooter, single action? Think about that. We're going to have to take the gun and keep pulling the trigger back every time I want to take a shot at somebody who's breaking into my house. Anyway. So for these guys to say, oh, this has been the law for 30 years. Okay, well, we can think of a lot of laws you guys want to overturn or step on. And don't give me the... Let me tell you what. You elected officials, not always the sharpest knife in the drawer. Some of the dumb things that you spend your time voting on. Senator Wiener in California, he needs to be ousted. He needs to be removed from his seat and ousted. He only cares about one thing, is making all kinds of sexual perversion available to any child of any age by any adult from any age. Look, just Google him. Right? Sexual bills put forward by California Senator Scott Wiener. And watch, I mean, the guy has got a very depraved mind. Judge Benitez has stated his injunction. Well, he stayed his injunction for 10 days in order to give the state an opportunity to appeal it. Benitez already, listen, he has the appeal ready to go. I wouldn't have stayed it. I said, I'm sure you got the paperwork already. Go for it. Right? And this will end up to the Supreme Court, and they won't care. Now, think about this. They're wasting your money on a regular basis. They know these things are unconstitutional. I've got friends up in Sacramento that will tell you this stuff. We know putting it forward, or they know putting it forward. They're banking on the fact that you won't fight it. Or you just will take it and run with it. And we do that a lot. Well, they passed the law. Yeah, so what? And the funny thing about California... And not even funny, haha. But the funny thing about California, they don't care. Brad Dacus was on with us every Tuesday for Pacific Justice, and he's the one that sued California to open churches up. You know, during the pandemic, at the end of whatever, try to get them open faster, because they were opening up other places, they were allowing restaurants and other places to open up, but somehow we weren't allowed to have that. Churches weren't allowed to have that. And then Dingleberry, also known as Newsom, he comes out and says that when I start opening sports arenas up, we can open up churches. Is that what he sees it as? A sports arena? Wow. A sporting event? Now, Brad's team, Pacific Justice Institute, took it as far as the Supreme Court. They told him to immediately open up the churches. This is the Supreme Court of these United States. And what they do, they flipped them off. We're not doing it. Too bad. Deal with it. What are you going to do about it? Well, they went back to the Supreme Court. They got another emergency injunction. They got them to finally got them to open up the churches. Now, think of all the money they wasted. Your taxpayer dollars that they wasted. Well, they don't care about wasting money. Just look at what they do on a regular basis. What else we got here? Oh, yeah, this one. I love this one. Right? The Sheldon Whitehouse, he's a senator, proposed that the Supreme Court have term limits. Now, not for them, mind you. No. Senators shouldn't have term limits. Only the Supreme Court. You know, if you go back and you look at what our founding fathers saw for the senators, they weren't supposed to be elected. Wasn't supposed to be for any length of time to speak of. Right? They were appointed by the legislature in their states, respective states, to represent the state, not the people. Our founding fathers knew that these guys would start bowing down to the people in their areas of their state. Seriously. So they said, okay, well, the people will vote for the legislators, and then at that point, they would appoint the senators that would represent the bulk of the people. Made all kinds of sense. Worked fine. And then we had to come up with, what was it, the 17th Amendment? No, we're gonna vote on these people. Oh, that was genius. Democrats had a great plan for that one. Now, the Democrats have won the popular vote in 7 of the United States in the last 8 presidential elections. Only 1/3 of the U.S. Supreme Court consists of Democrats or appointees from Democrats. 6 of the 9 justices were appointed by GOP presidents, including former President Donald Trump. He got 3. Then you had George W. and George H.W. Now, the high court, 6-3 Republican majority, had frustrated Democrats by doing everything from overturning Roe v. Wade after 49 years to outlawing the use of affirmative action in college admissions. Democrats' response have made a variety of proposals, which include increasing the number of justices or packing the court, imposing term limits. Now, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is a Democrat out of Rhode Island. He's pushing a bill that, if passed, would require term limits for new Supreme Court appointees. But the operative word is if. Now, the bill, according to most, is a long shot. Democrats have a small majority in the U.S. Senate, while Republicans have a narrow majority in the House. And the bill, notes, unlikely to gain any traction at all. But here's the thing. It's constitutional. It's a separation of powers. The Supreme Court, this is the funny thing about it, when it gets challenged, they're the ones that are going to rule on whether or not they can do this. What do you think? The bill also wouldn't move the Republican-controlled House. Wouldn't move anywhere through it. Now, the legislation would permit presidents to appoint a Supreme Court justice every 2 years. I don't even understand that. But allow only 9 most recently appointed judges, or those appointed the last 18 years. See? So, think about that. Every 2 years. So if he doesn't like the rulings coming down, he could replace a justice on the Supreme Court. And only for 2 years? Really? Yeah, no. No, that's not healthy for anybody. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know what that means. It means getting out there, paying attention, getting information. I do always appreciate your time with me. All right. Like I said, there's so much going on. It really is hard to keep up with it all at times. Right? But we really need to start paying attention to what's happening around us. Where was I? Come on. Go away. Leave me alone. We're talking about the Democrats trying to push through a bill or thinking they're going to push through a bill that would put term limits on the Supreme Court members. And they only want two. Two term limits. I mean, two years. Who came up with that number? That's number one. Number two is, what do you think you're going to get done in 2 years? Right? And who would you be beholden to, considering that president, if he doesn't like what you've done, can replace you? Now, they are not appointments for life. I wish people would get that straight. They could be removed by the Senate or Congress. They could be removed for, ready for this one? Bad conduct. And we almost had a Supreme Court member removed way back when, in the days, you know, in the early days, because he was drunk in public. That was considered a major sin. Not anymore. Now we don't really care. You can be drunk and naked and chasing people around in public, and they don't seem to care. Anyway. And the other part of this thing, too, is who decides whether it's constitutional? It would be the Supreme Court, wouldn't it? Where are they going to take it? Figure that out. Anyway, I mean, the bulk of what they hear, really, are from the other federal appeals courts. Are they going to limit the other federal courts? Are they going to do that with all judges or just the Supreme Court? This is what I mean. They're mad. They're not getting their way. I mean, I think Trump should get in there and pack the court with 27. What do you think? Go ahead and try to replace those. Not really. I'm just joking. I 9 is more than enough. It's good. Good. They're allowed to have conversation. They can move through things. There's all kinds of stuff happening. Anyway. Now, the new proposal is similar to legislation White House proposed last year, which also imposed 18-year term limits on justices. But it used a different mechanism by forcing them to take senior status or less active role on the court after 18 years. And that's hilarious. What, are you going to have a tiered court system? So after 18 years of being on the court, you can't get involved in conversation? Can't hear a case? I mean, these people are ridiculous. But they won't apply the same logic to themselves. Come on, let that sink in for a second. They won't apply the same logic to they're there too long. They're too one-sided. Just amazing. Really just amazing. Well, Texas Secretary of State just released election audit findings. And you know what? They're a problem. But we already knew this. This is nothing new. Preliminary finding from a state audit of November 22 in Harris County, Texas. They had a lot of problems with their voting machines. Secretary of State Jen Nelson today released a preliminary finding of the audit stating that Harris County clearly had multiple failures conducting the election, violated election law. Right? And then mistakes led to a poorly executed election, which left many Harris County residents frustrated and may have prevented them from voting altogether. These need to be brought out. We need to make sure. I mean, I don't know how you make sure this works right. Maybe you have to have a Republican, a Democrat, and an Independent in every one of these polling places. Three of them watching over everything. What do you think? Now, Nelson's statement highlighted a whole bunch of issues uncovered during the audit. The problems included discrepancies in voter registration data. Ooh. A failure to deliver essential supplies to polling locations. Equipment that didn't work. Incomplete paperwork. Now, I know they're trying to make sure every vote counts, but to what end? According to a post by Texas State Senator Paul Bettencourt, county government's election audit left 3 million sheets of ballot paper in the warehouse. Didn't even get enough ballot paper to the polls for voters to vote. So they had enough paper. They had enough ballots, but they couldn't get them to the polls, and some people weren't able to vote because of it. Now, 38 polling sites, they had an absence of voter check-ins for an hour or more. They didn't have enough people. The findings showed over 9,000 more voters than reported in the statewide voter registration system. Additionally, the audit disclosed that almost 3,600 mail-in ballots were sent to voters but were not properly reported to the state authorities. This was like a couple little mistakes. These were major things. Do you know that on Election Day, that President Trump won every single walk-in polling place, every one of them, by significant numbers? He didn't squeak by. And he won polling places that Democrats had traditionally taken. And Joe Biden won on the mail-in ballots. He won he squeaked by actually in a couple instances. But he won states and counties and areas that Donald Trump had taken by big numbers. You going to tell me there's no problem there? Seriously. Now, according to the Texas Tribune, the mishandling of the 2022 election in Harris County led to the legislative changes, including the dissolution of the Elections Administration Office. The now split between the county clerk and the tax assessor, which maybe is better. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you think about it, the elections are what we were known for. Right? The peaceful transfer of power, what we were known for. And the reason we didn't have a quote-unquote peaceful transfer of power, because people with two brain cells know that this election had problems. They know if they sat down and they were honest with themselves and got away from their political ideologies, you would have seen a whole different transfer. Actually, there probably wouldn't have been one. Wouldn't have needed to have been one. We didn't do that when Obama got elected. And even that election stunk a little bit. When you're shutting down voting polls, or you don't, you know, you can't see into them. You can't see them counting stuff. When you have trucks showing up at the counting places at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. When they shut down counting till the next morning. Yeah, the answer for me would be no. They stay open, you count, end of discussion. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Okay, we have another January 6th incident, but I bet you it's not treated the same way. Oh, really? Right? You got pro-Hamas mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol complex. There was events going on there today. There was legislation. There were legislators there. Now, there were three. Now, according to CBS, take that with a grain of salt. Over 300 protesters have been arrested. Right? Other videos show the U.S. police aggressively removing some of the protesters. You didn't see that January 6th, did you? They were opening the gates and welcoming them in. Media reports the protest was attended by Democrat and squad member Rep. Rashida Tlaib. Was she arrested? Despite all the evidence to the contrary, continue to insist that Israel bombed the hospital. We know they didn't. We know they didn't. And the news sources now have backed away from that story. You know, the USCP said in a post that they warned the growing number of protesters to stop demonstrating, and when they did not comply, we began arresting them. You know, again, like I said, where were these Capitol Police on January 6th? What a setup that was. And some people fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, and they shouldn't have. So, we'll see your host. God bless, guys. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday. Enjoy.